Blog Talk Radio.
Are you due for a relationship makeover? If you had the power to wave a magic wand, would you use it to improve your relationship? Well, there may be some hope. You're about to embark upon a journey that may prove to be vital in improving your relationship, whether it be with your spouse, significant other, children, co-worker, family, friends, or even yourself. A journey that if you simply open your mind to desiring a positive change in your relationship by listening to this show, it just might happen. You're about to take a journey into the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Warning, the show can be contentious.
Well, hello and welcome to this edition of the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. I am your host. I'm Dr. Jesse Walker, and I am so excited that you all have chosen to join us this evening. We have got a really good show for you tonight, and I must say I am extremely glad that you have joined us on tonight's broadcast. We certainly look forward to having you all here as we do each and every week throughout the year. I want to go ahead and take this opportunity to thank all of my listening audience from around the world, all 97,000 and counting. I want to just go ahead and say thank you for taking time out religiously, if you please, to tune in at 7 o'clock every Tuesday. And those of you all also that are going on the archive, going into the archives and checking out a show that's suitable for your needs, I too want to thank you for that as well. We have now, we're probably about 23 shows away from 900 shows. May of 2016 will mark 7 years, I believe it is, that we've been on the air, and I have just been having an incredible time. It's a real good blast. It's interesting, very interesting. So I'm going to ask that you all come on the show. Tell your friends about us. Continue to tell your friends about us because we're there. And so just let them know that we certainly look forward to them coming on the air each and every week. Let me just go ahead at this time and give my commercial break. And that is that you can join me on the air at drjessewalker.com. You can go into my website. I have two different areas that will get you to the same place, drjessewalker.com or drjessewalkerinc.com. So once again, drjessewalker.com or drjessewalkerinc.com. They will both take you to the same place and get you there. My co-host that's in now Carolina, Ms. Audrey Blake, should be joining us this evening. She's going to run a little late coming on tonight's broadcast, but I want you to check her out. She'll come in and she'll give her commercials, so you'll be able to check her out. But once again, drjessewalker.com or drjessewalkerinc.com, either one of those will take you to the website. We're going to be reading the story, tonight's issue, in just a moment. I want to ask what we've been doing over the last several weeks. That is, we kind of take you through a few of the stories from some of the past shows that we've done. Because a lot of times I say, well, you know, I want to hear some of those past shows that you all have done. They want to hear some of those past stories that we've done. And that's why if you're, you know, coming in from time to time, that's why. And that's what we're doing. We just go ahead and we reiterate some of those stories that we've done in or some of those shows that we've done in the past. Now, last week we did a topic on how to rekindle the love back into your relationship. Tonight we're going to be dealing with a whole different animal. Tonight we're going to be dealing with when it comes to cheating, who is more forgiving, men or women? That's what we're going to be touching bases on with tonight. When it comes to cheating, who is more forgiving, men or women? But let me just quickly touch bases on just about three of the past shows that we've done. One of them being how to rekindle the love back into your relationship. We did that show sometime last week, and it was an exciting show. If you missed last week's show, you really missed some excitement. And last week we got off into how that show was so exciting, and we gave some components on how to rekindle your relationship. And one of the things that I want to place emphasis on is start dating. Start dating again in your relationship can seem to work. Some of the other thoughts that I may have include don't be as critical in your relationship. Learn to just enjoy and appreciate the relationship. And these are some of my tidbits. Start traveling. Start doing some things together. And start looking at each other as if you had those Google eyes when you first met, or when you first had that desire or interest for each other. I sometimes say always take it back to the beginning. You know, even when you first had your first kiss, your first intimate act, take it back there and just see how good that can feel when you do decide to take it back there. So these are all things that you can do. So, you know, you may want to look at that as some of the tidbits, and then come up with some of your own creative thoughts. Yes, of course, come up with some of your own creative thoughts on how you two would be able to enjoy rekindling the relationships, those past relationships. All right, another show that we've done, should marriage or dating come with an expiration date? We have done two or three shows on that similar topic. And one of those was explicitly on should marriage or dating come with an expiration date. And you'd be surprised the number of people that say yes, even down to the point of marriage, that it should come with an expiration date, that people should just, you know, after a while, reevaluate to see if they in fact still want to be in that same marriage. But, you know, I would venture to say that if people were to be asked that question, whether their significant other is there with them, they would probably want to safeguard their significant other's feelings by saying, well, if I had to do it over again, I think I would marry my husband or my wife if the person is present. But if they could disguise their voices, I believe that probably a large percentage of people would say, oh, no, not under any circumstances. I wouldn't marry this guy again. Or I wouldn't marry that girl again. No way. If they could disguise their voices and didn't receive repercussions from it, then I'm convinced that a lot of people would just say, you know, I wouldn't marry that person. I would not. That's not something that I would do. So marriage or dating come with an expiration date? I mean, you know, I say, you know, I'm not your traditional guy. I mean, when people call me, you know, my consulting is, you know what, if it's not working out, why bother? Why would you spend time in it, wasting your time when people are who they really are? People are really who they really are. So I would say don't waste your time. Just, you know, let that thing go and then move on and, you know, get excited about something else or somebody else. And, you know, you've always got that. We're going to go ahead now and bring in my co-host, Ms. Audrey Blake, author of Falling in Love with Me. Ms. Blake, welcome to the show this evening.
Hi, Dr. Walker. How are you this evening?
Doing really
Dr.
well.
Walker.
Thank you for joining us. Yes, thank you for joining us. Doing well. I trust you are, too.
I am. Just getting ready for the holiday season.
Great. Ms. Blake, while we've got you on the air, why don't you go ahead and give your comments about the consulting work that you do, your books that you have out there, and one of those favorite titles that I like, Dying to Wake Up. I love that. Go ahead, Ms. Blake.
Oh, yes. I would love to do that. Dying to Wake Up is my latest work. It's actually an e-book. It's been out actually a year. I released it kind of a pre-release before it becomes a book and eventually a screenplay or movie. And Dying to Wake Up is a phenomenal novel about a 35-year-old who's on top of her game and with one phone call finds the world sitting on top of her. And it's a really a dramatic portrayal of the life of a young lady who is very successful, but also trying to be the strong one while dealing with her own issues and mortality. I encourage people to get it. You can find it on Amazon.com. Just type in Dying to Wake Up and Audrey Blake, and you'll find it. It's only $4.99. I made it available at a very cheap rate because I wanted people to have the opportunity to read it before it became a hard copy and a movie. And, of course, I am the author of Falling in Love with Me, as well as a certified life coach. To find out more about my services or to hire me for speaking engagements, you can simply go to my website at fosteringleaders.org. That's it, Dr. Walker.
Oh, excellent, Ms. Blake. It's always a pleasure to have you on here. I was just sharing with the people some of the past shows that we've done. You know, last week we did How to Rekindle the Love Back in Your Relationship, and we talked on a few tidbits on that. We talked about one of the shows, Should Dating and Marriage Come with an Expiration Date? Give me your take on that. Should dating and marriage come with an expiration date? I mean, I said what I thought, and I said, you know, reevaluating. If it's not working, then, you know, why be miserable? Because some people just venture out there to cheat anyway, and then, you know, it's worse pain.
Well, I hope to think that marriage has an expiration date. I am more inclined to give dating an expiration date simply because if that person is not what you are looking for or not fulfilling your needs and you've expressed that to them, I mean, some people just, they're just not the one, then I think it does need to expire. Marriage, I guess in a sense, I'm rethinking that because if the marriage is abusive or, you know, you may have just tried multiple things and it's just not working, then I too think that that comes with an expiration date as well.
Yes. I tend to, if you're married, you know, we want to tend to hold on to that more than the dating aspect of things. But, you know, nevertheless. All right, we're going to go get right. You ready for, well, you know, just before I move on to that, we've also done shows on, we've talked about blended families. Those are some of the shows that we've done. And I'm going to give my spiel on blended families. And then, Ms. Blake, we're going to ask you to give your spiel on what you think about blended families. You know, if there was a scenario where, you know, a couple get together and then they've got, you know, children that they're bringing into the household, and there seems to be conflicts with the children, which can also spill over with conflicts with the parents because of discipline and lack of discipline and situations like that. But blended families can work out. But you certainly need to get, I mean, prior to going into situations like that, I recommend strongly that you get some therapy. You know, going into that to see how and bring, I mean, it's got to be group and family therapy that you're bringing everybody together to see if something like that is going to work. Ms. Blake, give me your spiel on that. Do you think that that's too far from the truth?
Well, it's a good thing, but truthfully, not everyone can go get therapy. Not everyone, Dr. Walker, in all honesty, can afford to get therapy. So one of the things that I suggest, if they can't afford it, is just to sit down and talk prior to the marriage about the rules. You know, who will discipline the children? Will we discipline them together? Will each parent, you know, have the final say with their own children and stand behind the other parent? Those are just things that need to be decided on prior to going into a blended family.
Okay, excellent. We're about to go right now into tonight's show. Just before I do, just one more tidbit out here on one of our past shows. And the reason why I emphasize these shows so much is because I think it's important that sometimes people can go back and they can listen to an archive show and find one of those shows that might be suitable for something that they're going through in their own relationship. So it becomes very important. So keep that in mind. We're going to get to you all tonight. We know that comments will be coming in as we get the show going. So we're going to try to get to as many people as we possibly can tonight. Thank you all also for sharing us on your Facebook and other social media. So one other thing I wanted to touch bases on, and that is, you know, we've done shows on the size of a ring that a man may give a woman when he's proposing. You know, Ms. Blake, let me just ask you this. If there's a situation, in your opinion, where the young lady, you know, the man is struggling out there financially, but he wants to get married. And the young lady is one of these, what they call, high-maintenance women. And he gives her a small ring that's probably about $200 or $300, and that's what he could afford at the time. And she makes a big fuss about this. I mean, should he, should she just not say yes or just take the ring? And I'll give my thoughts after you. I mean, should she just say yes and not take the ring or not take the ring and tell him, you know, I'm not even marrying you? What should she do rather than making a man feel real bad?
Well, Dr. Walker, I think a lot of it depends on where they are, what age we're talking about. You know, a young person in their 20s, it may be a different experience for a more established person who is already, you know, doing well financially. A ring does not determine the size of the love or what's in a person's heart. That's very obvious. However, if a person can't afford to buy a $200 or $300 ring, they obviously are not in a great financial position. So it just depends. If it's a younger person, they got love, they can grow together, that's fine. Me personally, at the point I am in my life, and I am 52 and established, certainly if someone couldn't afford to buy me a ring, if $200 or $300 is all they can afford, then that's telling me that they're not really in a financial position to be the leader in my life, in my household at this time. So I think it varies according to what stage in life you are at. And that is just my humble opinion.
Okay. All right. Well, that's interesting. All right. Well, I think we're ready for – did you give – once again, go ahead and give out your email address and your phone number for contact information so they can get in hold of you if they need you.
Yes. The best way to reach me is through my website. It's www.fosteringleaders.org. That's www.fosteringleaders.org. Or you can email me directly at fly@fosteringleaders.org.
All right. On that note, we're ready for tonight's topic. When it comes to cheating, who is more forgiving, men or women? You've been waiting for this, you all, and producers are letting me know that we've got a number of responses for this particular show tonight, and we're ready to give it to you. Tonight's characters are Reggie and Sheila. Reggie and Sheila. Now, Sheila and Reggie dated 2 years prior to getting married. Now, you don't want to miss this story tonight. You can certainly catch it in the archive in its entirety 20 minutes after the broadcast airs. Sheila and Reggie dated 2 years prior to getting married. In fact, Sheila was dating Reggie for just over a year while he was still married to his first wife. That's right. You heard it here live. In fact, Sheila was dating Reggie for just over a year while he was still married to his first wife. Now, Reggie's first wife eventually found out and did not hesitate to divorce him. He ultimately lost in court proceedings. That's Reggie. He lost in the court proceedings and had no place to go except to move in with his mistress, who immediately pressured him into eventually marrying her, which in fact he did. About a month after their big wedding, they had a big wedding. Reggie, a month after their big wedding, Reggie did the unthinkable. Reggie cheated on Sheila. And guess who he cheated with? Reggie cheated on Sheila with his first wife. And the first wife found a way. She found a way to contact Sheila to let her know that they had cheated more than once. So it sounds like the man had not stopped seeing his first wife, and it sounds like she was getting that woman back. Now Sheila, who has always had reservations about Reggie's loyalty and commitment, is devastated and experiencing unbearable pain. She is now feeling as though she made a mistake. Reggie insists he loves her and begs for forgiveness, which is the same thing that he did in his first marriage, but that first wife wasn't hearing it. She just divorced him. Now Sheila is feeling miserable and refuses to ever forgive him for this because she claims she would never cheat on him. Question that we start out with tonight is Sheila fooling herself? That's what we want to know. Is Sheila fooling herself? Miss Blake, I mean, you know, you want to go first or you want me to go first about my sister Sheila here?
Oh, wow. So just so that I fully understand the situation, Sheila was once the side chick, what we call the side chick these days.
Right.
Older folks say the mistress, but she's the side chick. And she managed to pull him out of that marriage, or for whatever reason he left the marriage and married her. Right.
Right.
And now he's cheating on her with the ex-wife.
With the ex-wife,
And your question again was what?
Is Sheila fooling herself? I mean, she's like, I'm never going to forgive him. I will never forgive him. And this, of course, brings us to tonight's topic. When it comes to cheating, who is more forgiving, men or women? You know, she's never going to forgive him for that.
Well, it's interesting because women, it's been my experience that women are more forgiving. Sheila may sit down once she gets past all that hurt, if she really loves this guy, which she probably does, because people don't settle for being a side chick unless they're really in love. And she may say, you know what, I had this coming. I mean, I did it to her. It's just payback. But now that the payback has happened, he's with me, let me see what I can do to make this work. She may, or she may, you know, she may take the road like, well, I can't trust him, and I should have known because we cheated together, so they should have told me just a matter of time. It just depends on her particular personality.
Right. And, Ms. Blake, I know you're being so nice and therapeutic, and I got to take the gloves off with you, Ms. Blake, right now. And I got to go bare knuckles, and you know we got I got to keep it real. And I know you're gonna come back at me, but
I will.
You know the thing. You say make no mistake about that, right? You know the
all
thing
the
is
love,
here.
Walker, all the love.
Right, I agree. And the thing is here is like Sheila is getting exactly what she deserves. And you know, and I know you always, you know, you're very passive with people, and you know you're saying don't be too hard on yourself, and you know. And I like that, Ms. Blake, because you bring, you know, there's a balance. And so, but the thing is, how in the world could she possibly have expected him to be loyal and committed to her when they were cheating? Don't you think that first wife went right out there? She lured him back out there if he never, in fact, left and was clearly going to let that other woman know. I mean, she's like, oh, no, you're not going to. I want you to feel what I felt. What do you think, Ms. Blake? That's what she did.
Well, you know, it's possible. Everybody's different. You know, me personally, I'm kind of like, when I'm done with you, I'm done. So I don't care who has you when I'm done. So I don't see going back as an act of revenge. I just feel like you'll get yours just because of the circle of life.
Okay.
But unfortunately, or fortunately, I don't know, I know quite a few Sheilas. And because of that, I know quite a few Sheilas. I have quite a few people I know that are in those situations. And because of that, I realize that, you know, they find themselves, in fact, I write about it in the book, they find themselves in those situations for various reasons. And so I still say don't be too hard on the Sheilas. Now, most people will be hard on the Sheilas until they become a Sheila.
Right.
You know, it's almost like a person who doesn't understand a person who gets divorced until they experience divorce. Oh, how is divorce? Oh, my God, you just pray and everything will work out.
Right.
Until it's your marriage.
That is so true.
And you can't stand to be home with him one more minute or her.
Thank you very much.
We got to get a divorce.
That is so true. That is so true. I mean, Sheila here. Let's go to phone lines just for a second. We're going to go to 205-908. Welcome to the show this evening. Who do we have?
This is Jack.
Jack, welcome back,
Jack.
Thanks for getting in early. Thanks for getting in early, Jack.
Oh, no problem. No problem. Do you want my comments on this scenario here and this whole situation here?
Yes, it was just comments on this scenario, and then on when it comes to cheating, who's more forgiving, men or women?
Well, we talked about this last week. I said men are more forgiving, but You know, all the ladies that you had on there, they disagreed with you and I. But that's
right.
Still my take on it. But listen now, I'm with you wholeheartedly. I know Miss Blake is being therapeutic. The first family was in disarray because he was slipping around with Sheila, and then he was married. And when the wife found out, then she said, I'm dumping you, but I'm out of here. But she wanted to get her back. She said, okay, I'm going to get it back. I'm going to get her back. So she got him back, too, because she lured, like you all have already said, she lured him into a situation, and he got into it, too. And she made sure that Sheila knew about it and all. So and she's saying in her mind, what goes around comes around. So you did it to me, I'm going to do it to you. And you can forget about thinking this brother is going to be sincere to you or loyal to you. You can forget it. Because just like he did to you, he did it to me.
Uh-huh.
And a leopard can't change his spot, neither can an Ethiopian his skin. So she knew that. She knew that. So I think Sheila got what she deserved. And this brother hasn't gotten the end of it yet. He's going to get the worst end of it, too, because Sheila may be going out cheating on him. Who knows? Down the line. She's going to be going out cheating on him. So that's my take on this whole scenario.
Right. So, Ms. Blake, it seems like when you talk about your circle of life, it is a vicious cycle in that circle of life.
It is. But, you know, when I hear, and Jack, with all respect, when I hear, like, got what they deserve, I mean, what if we all got what we deserve? You know what I'm saying? And I think that's that part of me that is a little bit more tolerant because of the fact that of that perspective. It's not that I think there's this lily white world where everything is daisies, but the truth of the matter is none of us live perfect lives. And, you know,
I agree with that.
But I do also truly believe, and I have lived to experience, that what goes around will come around, no matter what it is.
That's right.
It will come around. That is truly the circle of life. So you're right.
Mm-hmm.
Something, everybody is going to give an account for what they do in some way. There are consequences.
That's right.
Definitely.
Right. Okay, we're going to ask you to stand by. You're listening live to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show, 347-857-1769. Of course, if you want to talk to the host or the co-host, just simply press 1 on your dial. We'll get to you as soon as we can. We're going to go to another phone line now. We're going to ask you to stand by. If you want to talk live, you got to go to 347-857-1769. We're going to go to 786-306. Welcome to the show this evening. Thank you for joining us.
Yeah, I have a comment and Reggie and Sheila. I was listening how the game was playing. I think his first wife was playing a game, both of them was playing a game. And she realized, well, then she losing the game. So she decided to divorce him, which is make the game over. And then she gonna start up her own. She gonna start up her own game now, because she wanna be a winner. So that's why when he get married, she come back in the picture and start to play him again, because she and he didn't realize that he is losing the game now, because that you know, because she didn't wanna give up.
Okay.
She wanna be the winner, and he didn't realize that. So that's why he ended up in that situation where he ended up in. But he should have looked at it from the beginning and figured out, you know, if I have to be a winner, I have to stick with this woman and just be there for her. But he ended up being a loser. He ended up being a loser right there.
Give us your name. Give us your name, sir, once again.
Well, my name is Stanley.
Stanley. Okay, Stanley, let me ask you, which woman should he stay with? Which woman should he stay with? He already lost out with his first wife, and now he's with Sheila. He's begging Sheila to forgive him, you know. So should he just try to hang in there with Sheila? I agree with Jack. You know, Sheila gets what she deserves.
I don't think any one of them should forgive him, because he is a player. I don't think any one of them should forgive him. He should be single. He should just stay single and play both of them. He shouldn't get married to one of them because he's a player.
So he should have just played both of them. Okay, Stanley.
He should just play both of them. And both of them would have played him too, because the other one knew he was married and she was going with him, which she was treating. And then this other one knows that she will know that he married to E. Divorce, and he married to her, and she still, and he was playing him. So all of them was players.
Yeah.
All of them were players.
Yeah, so none of them turned out
players. All right, that's a good point. So, so Stanley, let me ask you. Go ahead, Miss Blake. Miss Blake, go ahead.
Yeah, Stanley, this is the co-host, Audrey B., and you're right, and I say this in my book. Players do what players do. They play, and you are right on target. Basically, they all are players.
They're all players.
The first wife was not a player, but she turned into one when she stepped up her game and had had the affair with her after.
Yeah, she stepped up the game, She finds she's losing, so she just decided to hang up this game and start one all over where she could be a winner.
So she could be a winner.
So it's all of them for revenge.
She was out for revenge.
Yeah, she just wanted to be the winner. So that's why she could look up into his new white face and feel and say, well, you know, I could get him anytime I want. His girlfriend was looking up in her face and say, I could get your man. And all of them were players. So all of them would turn out a loser.
All of them were players. All right, Stanley, we're going to ask you to stand by. Jack, we're going to ask you to stand by just a second. Let's go to 954-226. Who do we have on the air?
Hi, Dr. Walker. This is Rose.
Rose, thanks for joining us. Rose, can you help us make some sense out of this here? I mean, you know, when it comes to cheating, who is more forgiving, men or women? I mean, why won't this woman forgive the man and just call it a day? I can't understand that.
Well, I clearly think that women are far more forgiving than men. That's my opinion. However, looking back at Sheila and the ex-wife situation, I think a lot of ego is in front right now. It's the ego that's causing them to behave the way they're behaving. The ex-wife, for sure, felt like, she lost her husband, although she thought I divorced him, but, you know, some woman messed with him. And so I don't think we like to lose out like that. You know, we don't like, although we'll give it up, you know, give up the man, but something happens inside, you know, that another woman actually lured my husband to her. You know, he cheated with someone else while he was married to me. So maybe that ex-wife's ego got in the way, and she just felt like, hey, you know what? I could get him back, as I heard someone said. And so she went out and got him back. And of course, getting him back, it's no fun unless the wife knows now, okay? So that she can feel good about herself again, the ex-wife. You know, apparently that's what she needs, to feel good, once she knows that, hey, you got him from me, I gave him up, but I want to show you that, listen, if I want him, I could get him, okay? He's cheating with me right now, although he's married to you. So, hey, you know, she just want to rub that in her face. Now, I think Sheila should leave him alone, get out of it, because he's going to keep doing that. But, of course, she was wrong, because once you cheat with someone cheat with you, they're going to cheat on you, you know? So she made a big mistake when she married someone that she was cheating with, you know? And I do understand, Miss Blake, you know, that unless you're in a situation you can't fully understand, you know, you will be more understandable if you were in that situation before. And that is true. However, we need to sometimes learn from other people's mistakes, you know? Mm-hmm. And if we as women would make it a point not to cheat with a married man, then, you know, more marriages would stay intact, because now they have no one to cheat with, okay? But when they know that, hey, they could always go to another woman, you know, and a woman is going to take them, even though the woman know that he's married, they're always going to have someone to cheat with. We need to stop cheating with these married men so that they won't have anyone to cheat with.
Rose, you're saying a mouthful, Rose, and I got to take out the bat. I know Miss Blake on. She ready to hit me with a left. But just before she throws her punch, I got to throw mine. And, I mean, you're saying stop cheating with the married men. And the question is, I mean, the men, you won't even know that they're married until after the fact, Rose. I mean, come on, really? You ain't going to know that they're married until after the fact, and then your heart is all woozy into them. Okay, Ms. Blake, come on, and then I'm going to go back to Rose. What? You ain't going to know that he's married. He's smooth.
Some do. Some tell you and some don't. So I know what Rose
right.
is talking about. There are women out there who will sign on to be a sidekick. There really are.
Right.
And I do want to comment on this very quickly, back to this age-old debate about who's more forgiving. The reason I say that it's women, because I've had men to tell me clearly, friends of mine, to say that they could not deal with a woman who was unfaithful to them. If they knew a woman was unfaithful to them, or if they even knew that a woman slept with a friend that they knew, they could not be with that woman. And that tells me that men are less forgiving.
Wow. Just from that one conversation with that one person, Ms. Blake,
no,
really?
Several.
Several.
I've heard this repeatedly from my male cohort.
Okay.
And I'm just like, are y'all serious? And they're like, yes.
Okay. Of course, men are, I mean, Jack, Jack, you came on, you started out by saying men are more forgiving, and you're going to hold your stance on that. You know, and I think it's all safe because we're all, you know, this is like a you know, this is a studio thing and nobody's right in front of each other. So it's safe. So you don't have to worry about getting a pot thrown at us by some woman who disagrees with that. So,
well,
Jack, do you still stand your ground?
Miss Blake made a point there now because, see, a lot of times now we said most men, but it could be like 49% of the men that feel that way, that they couldn't do it.
Yeah.
Because I'm thinking about ego. A lot of times we allow ego to get in the way, you know, oh, she hurt my ego.
Right.
She hurt my ego, so I don't even want her back now. So it's an ego thing now. And I don't want to have any dealings with her whatsoever. She can go and be whoever she wants. But yet it's still, he may have done something and he's looking for forgiveness and she may. So Ms. Blake has a point. I heard what Rose said, but Ms. Blake may have a point there because the guy is going to say that, you know, I don't want to have any dealings with her at all. Now, later on down the line, you never know. He may have a change of heart. But initially, when it happens, he felt like he was betrayed. He felt like his ego was hurt. And so, therefore,
right.
he's not going to want her back or anything to that effect.
Here's what I've heard, if I can interject very briefly. What men, because, again, you know, when I was in Atlanta, I talk to people all the time and have these dialogues. And what men say to me is they want to believe in their heart that the woman that they're with has never been with anybody else.
Yeah.
And that's
right.
so important to them. So a lot of them, I've even had young people say, I want to marry a virgin. And I'm like, but you're not one. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And that is the mindset. And they'll say, you know, well, I know even my son, I'm going to put it out there, not the one who's getting married, but even my son will say, well, Mom, I know it's a double standard, but that's just the way it is. So, again, there's this need to feel like that woman has not been with anybody else in her life but you.
Okay, that's an interesting point. You're listening live to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show, 347-857-1769. We're going to go to the phone lines once again. We see your comments that are coming in. We're going to try to get to everybody as much as soon as possible. We are, oh, my goodness, we're 20 minutes away from closing the show out tonight. Producers are sending me a message right now saying that we are looking at a future topic, and we just want to throw it out there. Were men created to be monogamous? That's a future topic that we're going to talk about. Were men created to be? I say probably not. I mean, you know, I'm not trying to side anything here, but probably not. Let's go to the phone lines once again, and we're going to throw that topic in intermittently. We're going to go to 205-908. Welcome to the show this evening, and who do we have on the air?
Man,
205-908. Welcome to the Dr. Jesse Walk Show. All right. Technical difficulty on that one. We're going to come back to that one. Let's go to 919-875. You're listening live to the Dr. Jesse Walk Show. 919-875. Our phantom producer is telling us that we got it. We're men created to be monogamous. Go ahead, 919-875.
You know, this is Gloria. Somebody on the panel said something I was thinking anyway, so I'm not going to repeat it. But men are less forgiving in the relationship, and it is because of the his manhood. That's what it is. It takes a lot from a man when a woman cheats on him, and he doesn't know how to deal with it. I've seen so much of that. Miss Blake, I agree with you totally, because they can give it out, but they cannot take it.
Exactly.
They cannot take it. So I think it was Jack that said that men are more forgiving. That is definitely not true. Yeah, it's definitely not true.
But Gloria, we appreciate that. But I tend to agree with Jack that men are just so forgiving. We just, because we're always, because, and Ms. Blake, I know you're going to take off both gloves this time. But the fact of the matter is, men are always in pursuit. And here we are, we're trying to just always appease and please. And is it really our fault that we got out there and something happened? You know, it wasn't our fault. Nobody ever looks at what did the woman do to contribute to that the man went out there.
Okay.
Did she deprive him? Did she? Exactly. Jack, speak to that issue. Nobody is saying anything about that, but they're only seeing their little dollhouse ways. And Ms. Blake, we're going to give you a chance. Jack, go ahead.
Oh, yeah. I agree with that. A lot of times the significant other attributes to the fact by, you said holding out, but there could be other things. She could be nagging. She could be constantly criticizing everything that he does. And then again, think about it. It's very possible she could have her eyes on somebody else. She could be at work and her eyes can be somewhere else as well. And then so therefore she's going to come home and nag him and he's going to get frustrated. And then eventually they both are out there. They both are out there looking at somebody else. And then before you know it, both of them have gone outside of the marriage and done something they'll probably regret later on down the line.
Uh-huh.
Unless they come clean and share with each other that they did what they did. And then if one may say, well, I'm out of here, the other one may say, well, we both did it, so let's see if we can rectify the situation. But who knows? Who knows how that would go? The husband might be upset, the wife might be upset, and they both may go their separate ways.
They just
but
might
thought,
do that. And, go ahead, Ms. Blake.
I thought we were talking about.
Gloria, go ahead.
I thought we were talking about how will a man who is more forgiving, how women are, how they're, who's more forgiving. And definitely it's not the man. The man is not more forgiving than the woman. Definitely not. No kind of
Why
way.
Why not, though?
It's like we said, it's about his ego.
Mm-hmm.
It is totally about his ego. He cannot take what he dishes out. Never.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
That's right.
Jack, do you agree with that? Jack, let me just get your opinion here. Do you agree with that, that a man can't take what
Well, see, there's many dynamics in the situation here. I mean, we've already talked about some of them in terms of the what's going on within the home. The marriage courtship probably is not there anymore. They're not doing their parts on trying to make sure that the marriage has some spice in it and all of that. So he's looking at that, and then he's going to work. She's dressed like, you know, like Auntie Mama or whatever when he comes home, and then he goes to work, and then you see this nice young secretary or whatever. So, you know, she got this sweet smelling perfume on and all that. So, you know, he's attracted by all that. Now, I'm not saying that that's right. I'm not saying either that's right. But the courtship should continue in the marriage. They both should go out of their way to make sure that they're there for each other and do the same things they did in the marriage. I mean, getting her as they would do in the marriage as well.
But I thought we were talking about who's more forgiving. We're not talking about...
I heard you say that already, but I'm saying there could be some contributing factors to the fact that the man
exactly.
is not as forgiving.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Dr. Walker. I like to come out the corner.
Yes, go ahead.
Now.
Uh-huh.
If I may come out the corner. Okay, so first of all, this whole thing about women not taking care of business at home so the man steps out is inexcusable. because men are not the only sexual beings in the equation. Men are not the only one. So sometimes a woman may not feel satisfied. You know, technique, whatever you want to name, could be a whole lot better. And she doesn't have to run out and get the first thing available out there that looks good. So are we really saying then that men are the weaker sex, that y'all don't have any willpower? I'm just asking.
You want me to respond to that?
Yes,
go ahead, Jack, please.
Oh, okay, yeah. I think for the most part, you can't say all men now, just like you can't say all women are that way or more forgiving than men. For the most part, men are, I have to say it, but like dogs. The first thing that they see, they're going to jump at it and go for it and all. Now, that's a good 50 to maybe even 60, 70% of men that are like that. But we can't say that all of us are like that. Now,
right.
I mean, no one can say that all of us are like that. But there are a lot of men that's all they want is what they can get. And they can be married. They can be married 10 times over. And still, if they see Sue, Sally, and Mary out there, they're going to try to get what they can get. So I disagree with that part.
So, Ben, what I think I'm hearing you say is, to use a counseling technique, is that it really doesn't have a lot to do with his fulfillment at home. You have some men that's going to step out no matter how many, even if you're swinging from the chandeliers for him every night.
Mm-hmm. Back to that ego thing again. How many can I get? I remember as a young kid growing up in high school, that's all the guys used to talk about. I used to hear them talking about how many ladies they've been with and all of that. Even the guys on television, the basketball players, Will Chamberlain said that he had been with over, I think he said over 1,000 women.
He said over 1,000.
And that's why he had an early grave. he's sleeping now in his grave. But he's talking about, what you say, Doc?
He said over 1,000 women.
Yeah, he said he had been with over 1,000 women and all. So he was bragging about that. So to me, that was an ego thing. And then as a young man growing up, you'd hear guys talking about that, and they talked about women like a dog. I thought it was crazy. I really, because you have to learn to respect. I mean, you got to respect. I mean, you wouldn't want to marry somebody that every Tom, Dick, and Harry have been with. That's the first thing they say. They want to find them a church-going woman and all. But yeah, still, they're going to run around with Sue, Sally, and Mary, and do whatever they want to do with them. So
right.
I'm just keeping
right.
it real. I'm just keeping it real now. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Hey, right.
Let's go back to Stanley just for a second, and we're going to bring Rose back in. Let's go to Stanley. Stanley, what do you think? You have any other comments on this here? I mean, Stanley,
yeah,
in a nutshell.
I think men are more forgiving. The reason why I say men are more forgiving because the woman was created for men, and men see that as a blessing, and it's the best thing that God ever gave men after life was a woman. So men have that forgiveness in their heart, just for what God has done for us.
Go ahead, Stanley.
Men
I didn't mean to cut you off. Go ahead.
For a woman, but woman was made for men. So we have to have
right.
that heart. Men will have that heart for forgiving. I don't care what the woman say. Men are more forgiving. Because a woman...
Okay, Stanley.
If a man... Huh?
No, go ahead.
Because
go ahead.
A woman will throw men out so fast and look back like it's nothing, but a man would not do that. Not too easy with a woman. They will more forgive the woman.
All right.
So
all right, Stanley, we're going to ask you to hold that thought, and we're going to go to Rose. And we're going to bring Rose in here. We're going
to
bring Rose in here, and we're going to ask Rose a question based on that. Because, Stanley and Rose, I want you to speak to the issue. Bring in what you're going to say, but speak to the issue also. Because, after all, in the story of the creation, Adam forgave Eve. Now, Rose, what do you have to say about that?
Hello?
Rose, start over again. I don't think we heard you.
I really don't agree with that. I know for a fact. Okay, I can't really say I know for a fact, but most women are far more forgiving than men. As Jack said earlier about the ego, okay, men have this ego, and they're not, and as Ms. Blake referred to, they're not going to want to remain with their wife or girlfriend or whoever they are with, knowing that that person slept with someone else during the time that they're with them. So a man is going to throw in a towel. He is going to just leave, whereas a woman, she will forgive because she loves him so much and she don't want to be alone. She'll forgive him. You know, maybe we are fools sometimes, but, you know, we're just far more forgiving. Now, I will agree that in a case where there might be disagreement between the man and the woman, the man is more ready to make amends, okay? And whereas the woman might hold on to the argument a little bit longer because it takes her a little while longer to get over whatever he did that upset her, you know? And the man might be more willing to talk it out and to get back, you know, to where they were before they got upset. But when it comes to cheating, a man is never, or he is never going to be quick to forgive that woman if he knows that she steps out on him. And that's really how I feel. And everyone I've spoken to, that's how they feel.
So, Rose, you're telling me you've taken a survey on everybody out there, Rose? Come on, Rose, really?
It's not a matter of taking a survey, Dr. Walker. It's just talking to people. You know, you have friends and they have friends and things happen, you know, and so you hear about it, okay? So a man, he just cannot take the fact that his woman slept with someone else, okay, especially if it's someone he knows. There is no way that he's going to stay with her. Most times he is going to throw in the towel. Even if he still loves her, he is going to leave her.
Well, you know what? You're talking about the man now, but it looks like the one that Reggie, his ex, she didn't do so bad. She went right out there and she did her thing and then went and told Sheila, found out a way to tell her. So there it is. Tit for tat.
Well, that's tit for tat. She just wanted to rub it in. She just wanted to pay back for what the other woman did to her. She just wanted to pay her back, you know. I don't even think she really wants her husband back permanently. She just wanted to have a fling with him so that his new wife will know that, hey, you did it to me. Hey, he cheated with me on you now. You know, that's it. You know, she don't want – but you know what? Although she left him, look at that. She actually somewhat forgave him also because she went back to him and slept with him. So she somewhat forgave him too. You know, I don't care what you all say. I'm never going to be convinced that men are more forgiving than females because it's just not so. You know, it's just not.
Okay, the War of the Roses. All right, let's take some of these comments. You know what? We're almost out of time. The producers are threatening me right now once again. Those of you all that we're trying to get to, we'll do our best to try to get to you all as soon as possible. All right, here. Now we got some comments that are coming to the studio. Well, we got a lot of them. I don't know if we're going to be able to get to all of these. We'll try to take at least five or six of them. All right, just quickly here. This female writes in. Let's take a look here. She says, in reference to tonight's topic, when it comes to cheating, who is more forgiving, men or women? She says, in reference to tonight's show, I don't think there is any hesitation about who is more forgiving. It is definitely women because we are prone to be more committed than men. You know,
right.
I mean, what else do you expect a woman to say? Ms. Blake, go ahead. What do you think? Is she on target or she's like on something else?
Yeah. I think she's right on target.
I expected you to say that, Ms. Rose. I mean, it's the same thing Rose would say. Yeah, Stanley, go ahead.
I say they will attack us tonight, you know. Because I sit in here with Bob and she's saying, "Oh, Rose is right, Rose is right," and You know, and she's trying to attack, you know, trying to attack the man, and, you know, but they will never give up on that. So I don't think we're going to get any justice tonight and our forgiveness, you know. But we have more forgiving, you know. We have a more forgiving heart. It comes from creation, and that's how it's going to be.
Do men ever get any justice?
We're going to get it tonight, not tonight.
To the next question. Jack, we're going to give you this one. When it comes to tonight's show, who's more forgiving, men or women? It may appear, this male writes in, he says, it may appear, and he highlighted the word appear. It may appear that women are more forgiving, but in reality, they can hound you for dear life if they say they forgive you. Now I ask the question, he says, where is the forgiveness in that? And I kind of know what he's saying. The woman here, she says she forgives him, but then she hounds him for dear life. Now, Jack, tell me, where's the forgiveness in that?
Yeah, that's not forgiving, because you're nagging and you're hounding, even though you said that you forgive him for what he did and all, but yet you're staying on his case. So you're going to lure him right back out there to do the same thing that he did before and all. So I still feel that men are more forgiving inside. I like what someone said earlier, because that's the same thought that was in my mind. Depends on the situation. The situation, because if there's some type of feuding going on with both the couple, and then the male is the first one to say, let's move past that. Whereas the female, she would hold a grudge, and she'll carry that even to the bedroom. She just hold it forever and all, where the man is ready to forgive. So when you look at it from that standpoint, you can really say that men are more forgiving. When it comes to cheating, that's probably, at this point now, it's probably a 50-50 now, because men have egos, and they're not going to want to be with the significant other if they found out that she was cheating or whatever. But women, as someone said, that they're more committed. I'm not going to say that necessarily, that women are more committed, because you find a lot of men that are committed, and they want the relationship. Look at Gomer and Hosea in the Bible. He went after her.
Right.
She went whoring around. So that's another way to look at it as well.
And he was patient to hold on, to go after.
That's right.
Jay? Uh-huh. Right. Okay, so let's go right on. Let's move right along here, and let's go to the next one. We're going to go to Rose on this one here. Rose, this female, writes in. She says, no, this male, actually, he writes in. He says, I was married to my wife for 10 years, and she cheated on me eight of those 10 years with different guys. She would leave our son home with me so she could go out with that guy, with the guy friend, because I found out later that that's what she was doing, as opposed to being with other friends. I forgave her several times because of our love, and after 10 years, she ended up leaving me anyway for someone else. My point is, men are more forgiving than women, regardless of what they say on the show tonight. He says, we may be stupid because I forgave her so many times, and she still left me. Rose, what do you think? Is he stupid?
That's not just being forgiven. That's being clearly stupid. Now, if he knows that his wife is cheating with all these different men for 8 years out of the 10, and he stays there, maybe he enjoys her cheating. Okay, maybe he enjoys her cheating on him. He should have left her about a second or third time, you know. But he said several times he has forgiven her, and you know. But just what I'm going to say, you know, in everything there are exceptions,
right.
Okay. And although I truly believe that most women are more forgiving than men, you will find that there are some men, a few, that will be more forgiving than women.
All right, that's a good point, Rose. We're going to try to take two more comments real quick. Actually, you all need like 10 seconds or less, because we're really out of time. Let's go to Stanley. Let's go give you this one. 10 seconds or less, Stanley, on this particular one right here. And the male writes in, he says, when it comes to forgiveness, I really doubt if either party truly forgives, because if they really forgive, they would not cause the other person to feel horrible. This is what they're saying. They wouldn't cause them to feel horrible at times and constantly deny him or her when it comes to intimacy. Forgiveness is learning to let it go, even when you may occasionally think about it. Stanley, is he on point, or is he on something?
Well, some people, some men are just make commitment to their marriage. So sometimes they just don't, you know, as Gloria said just now, that that the man was stupid or something like that. Some men just make commitment to God. So even though they forgiving that person, and you get forgiving that person, that don't mean that you forgetting what happened. But you just forgiving
right.
the person because you make a commitment and you're in love with that person. But you're not gonna
right.
throw it back in that person's face. So I think that's why that they stay together for so long. And this other one that you said just now, that the last one there, I think when you make a commitment to God, some people just decide to stay with it and don't care what happened. I think is the best thing to do. I listened to when you were started, you say that marriage come with an experiment date.
Yes.
I don't really think so. I just think because God never created us with an experiment time. You know, expired
right.
time.
Right.
So I think, well, then, you know, if you're a Christian and we commit to ourselves to a marriage, I think we should just ask for forgiveness in the marriage and try and make it work
and
things like
on.
That.
And make it work.
And
right.
make it work, yeah.
Okay. All right, Stanley, thank you for that. We've got only a few seconds left, you all. Let me go to Gloria and ask her if she'll take this comment here. This comment comes in. Ms. Blake, we'll give you the last one. This female writes in, she says, after what I've been through with two husbands and they're cheating on me, I will never put my full trust in man again under any circumstances. I think they will cheat no matter what. Gloria, do you think men will cheat no matter what?
Yeah.
I mean, we're not
some
so
of,
bad.
Some of them.
Some of them would? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. All right. Okay. Let me go.
Some men are just prone to it.
Yeah.
Feel like
okay.
with their,
all right.
They just feel like with their big egos, they can do what they want to do. They have a tendency to take women for granted. You know?
Okay.
And
right.
they take them for granted. They usually will mess up every time. Some
okay.
of them not.
Some
not
of them, not all of them.
Right.
Jack, does it sound like, just before we give Ms. Blake the last one, Jack, does it sound like maybe the women could be mad? The mad woman syndrome? What do you think, Jack? Don't incriminate yourself, though, Jack.
I agree with her.
All right, Stanley,
that.
I know you're going to say yes. What you say, Jack?
I agree with
you pass on that
I agree
one?
With Gloria. I agree with what Gloria just said, that, you know, and I said it earlier as well, some men are just going to do it. I mean, just that's who they are. That's what
yeah,
that's the
right.
an ego thing. Right.
Right. Because our next topic, producer, let me know now, Jack, that maybe our next topic will be, were men created to be monogamous? So there it is.
Mm-hmm. That's a good topic.
Right. Ms. Blake, we're going to, yeah, you like that topic, Jack?
Yeah, real good topic. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Ms. Blake, we're going to give you the last one and then give us your closing thoughts on tonight's show. This female, she says, I was angry when I found out about my first husband's cheating. I wanted to really fuss the girl out, but then I realized something. Men don't cheat by themselves. It's other women who cheat with them that show little respect for women in general. I like what
right.
Rose said, she said earlier. It's still his fault, but if women stuck together, as Rose said over the air, we would not have
right.
this problem. Okay, Rose is probably jumping up and down doing jumping jacks because somebody agrees with her. And, Rose, you know, that's nice. But, okay, Ms. Blake, go ahead and take us home and give us your final thought.
Yes, I do agree with that comment. There does need to be more women who respect the marriage, definitely. And in my closing thoughts, I would say that regardless of who is more forgiving, men or women, you must be forgiving because forgiveness is the thing that frees you to move on.
Yeah.
All right. On that note, we're clearly out of time. Thank all of you all for joining us tonight. Those of you all we weren't able to get to, we do apologize. And keep listening. Call in early to get in. And listen, join us this Friday for your half-hour inspiration program. Of course, if you missed this Friday, join us once again next Tuesday for the Dr. Jesse Walker Show, where our topic is likely to be were men created to be monogamous? You don't want to miss that show. Join us this Friday or until next Tuesday. I say to my listening audience, good night, God bless, and thank you, God.